The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana, along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Azilek, Lucia, Blucia, met Katalin by Hetzkabel. Eshtami Chukav Amis Bay Lotikbi. God bless my father's children here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean Leon Devereaux, affectionately known to many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, God keep you, and may He shine His face upon you and bring you peace. May He bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. This is my prayer, and this is my, well, it's my firmest belief for you, too. Okay. Now, we're coming to the end of the money code. We're coming to the end. This is the end. The seventh one, the seventh code is charity. Now, from the Tanaka in Nahum 1 and 12, it says, though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. Now, that is the code. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. Now, decoded, it means this. Even a poor man who himself subsists on charity should give charity. If he does not, heaven will again inflict poverty upon him. Okay? Now, one of the 313 mitzvahs is to give charity. Now, that's found in Deuteronomy 15 and 11. Some Jewish sages have said that giving charity is the highest of all commandments, equal to all the commandments combined. Even the poor person who himself survives on charity should give to charity. Now, Rabbi Yosef No, well, Jewish sage Rabbi Yosef taught that the Tanakh says in Nahum 1:12, I will afflict you no more. Now, it means that a person who gives charity will no longer be afflicted with poverty. Zedakah, the Jewish term for helping the poor, is translated as charity. Some have tried tithing and have no immediate differences in their finances. The Tanakh speaks of tithes and offerings, which makes a distinction between a tithe and an offering. An offering is anything given beyond the tithe. Now, the Tanakh suggests that there are a few obligations to give: tithe, offerings, and voluntary offerings. Now, you can find that in Deuteronomy 12:6. Many Jews give 20% to 30%. You got that? Many Jews give 20% to 30%. According to Vilma Gaon, great wealth is generated for someone who gives more than 1/10 to charity. However, according to Jewish laws, Jews are forbidden to give away all of their wealth. Now, the Jews, who are only 2% of the American population, are 30% of America's most generous donors. In the 2006 issue of Business Week, the list of the 50 most generous philanthropists included at least 15 Jews. 15 Jews. A 2003 study reported in the Jewish Journal found that 24.5% of all people who donated more than $10 million a year to charity are Jewish. The study reported in the Jewish Journal indicated that Jews who give more than $10,000 a year to charity found that only 6% of their donations went specifically to Jewish causes. The most generous and most wealthy Jewish donors of all times were the Rothschilds. According to Judaism, the benefit for giving to the poor is so great that a beggar is actually doing the giver a favor by allowing the person to give. Now, Jewish diarist Anne Frank said, no one has ever become poor by giving. You got that? Now, the Tanakh says, for us to, hold on 1 second. The Tanakh says, some give freely and still give, while others are stingy and still grow poor. Now, it says that the person who blesses others will prosper. He who satisfies others will be satisfied himself. That's in Proverbs 20:11-24. The verse that says there is one who scatters and yet is given more is interpreted by many Jewish commentators as referring to one who spends his money on the needy. Now, Psalm 112:3-9 says, wealth and riches are in his house. He distributes freely and gives to the poor. Jewish sage Rabbi Abahu explains that if you see a person distributing his money to charity, know that his assets will increase. The Tanakh makes it clear that anyone who gives zakat, oh boy, Tzedakah will be repaid for every penny that he gives to charity, and that he will become wealthy over time. The Tanakh says in Proverbs 19 and 17, he who is kind to the poor is bending to Adonai, and he will repay him for his good deed. Now, Deuteronomy 15 and 10 says, give generously to the poor, not grudgingly, for the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do. The Talmud describes different levels of tzedakah, the levels of charity from lowest level to highest level are 1, giving begrudgingly, 2, giving less than you should cheerfully, 3, giving after being asked, 4, giving before being asked, 5, giving when you know the recipient's identity, but the recipient knows your identity, 6, giving when you know the recipient's identity, but the recipient doesn't know your identity. 7, giving when neither party knows the other's identity. And 8, enabling the recipient to become self-reliant. Now, the Tanakh does not hold back when someone asks you to give to them. The Tanakh says, not to hold back when someone asks you to give to them. Now, that's Proverbs 3 and 27 and 28. Now, that is what it says. Now, I'm sorry, but that's the truth. Now, he who is generous is blessed because he shares his food with the poor. That's Proverbs 19. Now, that's Proverbs 22 and 9. I'm sorry. All right. Jewish homes or offices usually have a pushcart, which is a charity box for putting in and collecting coins for the poor. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever been to a lawyer's office and seen a box for charity? Have you? Coins are dropped in typically on a Shabbat. The Shofet Shayam says that it is praiseworthy to give smaller, more frequent amounts to the poor. It is common for religious Jews to give tzedakah several times daily, in addition to making large contributions periodically. Non-Jews can also keep a pushcart box in their home or office and drop a few coins in the pushcart every Saturday, or even every day if possible. When a sufficient amount of coins are collected, they can be distributed to the poor or used to buy food for the poor. The law of cause and effect is a law stating that for every action, there is an effect. You must give before you receive. Now, the Tanakh says in Proverbs 28 and 27, he who gives to the poor will lack nothing, but he who hides his eyes will get curses in plenty. American businessman Ken Blanchard said, quote, my own experiences about all the blessings I've had in my life is that the money I give away, the more comes back. This is the way life works, and that is the way energy works. The return a person gets from giving to charity is not just money, but also long life and protection from an early death. Now, in Ecclesiastes 11 and 1, it says, as it is written, cast your bread upon the face of the waters, for after many days wilt thou find it again. Proverbs 2 states, it is written again, charity will deliver from death. Now, Jews understand that the purpose of life is not only to create, innovate, create wealth, and improve on the material world, but also to care for those in need. The American industrialist and philanthropist John D. Rockefeller said, "I believe it is every man's religious duty to get all he can honestly and to give all he can." Clergyman John Wesley summed it up perfectly. Earn as much as you can, save as much as you can, invest as much as you can, and give as much as you can. Lord Francis Bacon said, "Money is a great treasure that only increases as you give it away." Now, your take action song. Step one, collect money in a pushka box. Collect money in a pushka box. Now, you can find that at www.judaism.com, www.amazon.com, and www.ebay.com. That's collect money in a pushka box. P-U-S-H-K-A. Okay, now step two is what? Feed the poor. Feed the poor. Now you can find that. Now you can do it. You can do it. Now you do it at www.homelessshelterdirectory.org or www.shelter.org.uk. And you can do it at charity, charity, navigator, navigator.org. Okay? And you can do it at www.foodforthepoor.org. Now, with these seven things, I conclude this study. Now, these seven things. One is wisdom. The second is tradition. The third one is work. The fourth one is investing. The fifth one is law. The sixth one is time. And the seventh is charity. Charity. That's right. What you give to the poor, whosoever gives to the poor, lends unto the Lord. Now, these seven things are the money code. With these seven things, you will become a millionaire. You will become a millionaire. Now, the ancient Jewish code lists these seven things: wealth, tradition, work, investing, law, tithe, and charity, as being essential. I mean essential to becoming a millionaire. These are the things that Abraham did. These are the things that Isaac did. These are the things that Jacob did. These are the things that Job did. These are the things David did. These are the things that Solomon did. All of the millionaires in the Bible did these seven things. So there is no reason. There is no reason for you to ever fall without. Don't say anything. Because you say, I've heard it. They say, "Well, if I was a Jew like you, I'd say, Here it is. Here are the seven rules. Now, most people don't want to do it. So, most people will not become millionaires. They won't become millionaires simply because they won't do it. But those that do it, do become millionaires. They become millionaires, God's millionaires. Now, you can become a billionaire doing this. It isn't hard. It's very, very easy. Very, very easy. It is something which you have to make up in your mind that you are going to do it, and you are not going to be detoured by anybody or anything. It is such a good feeling, to have the money that you need and want, but also to have the money that everybody else wants. It's such a good feeling to have it. But I'm going to tell you something, you ain't going to never have it. You ain't going to never have it if you don't do these things. Now, there's one thing that I think everybody is all a little shifty about, don't care that much about. And it says right in the middle of this, it's number four, investing. Black people do not want to invest. Black people don't care about investing. They'll invest in their own business, but they won't invest in another. And because of that, they're going broke. We are the world's consumers. We consume billions of dollars worth of things, billions of dollars. Do you know something? Most white companies do not have a type of thing where they don't do anything for blacks. No. They have a whole department which deals in black dollars. How are they going to get them? How are we going to get these black folks to buy from us? You know why? Because black folks is what makes them millionaires. They know it. Black dollars make them millionaires. And with the black dollars, there comes also the black cents. We make millionaires of many individuals without ever paying attention to what they're doing. We do. Without ever paying attention to what they are doing or what they're about. But if we use the Jewish code, which is our code, it's our code being used. If we use the Jewish code and we do these seven things, wisdom, tradition, work, investing, law, tithe, and charity, we will be able to see what we have. We will be able to do what we want to do. We will be able to go wherever we want to go because the money will be there. The money will be there. It has to be. It has to be there. So instead of us making other people rich, yeah, we make other people rich by our refusal to live right, to do what we should do to make ourselves rich. Ourselves rich now. We should start working toward becoming the millionaires and billionaires our own self. Yeah. We should try to work at now. Now if some listen to me, well, Papa, I can't do it. I'm not this, I can't do that, and so forth, so on. Well, you keep on thinking that if you wanna. Keep on thinking that if you wanna. Because the only thing that'll happen from it is exactly what you want. I'm going to tell you, nothing plus nothing is nothing. Nothing plus nothing is nothing. And if you allow yourself to think of yourself as nothing, you're going to grow it, you're going to live it, and you're going to die. Nothing. You have within you the key to becoming one of the new people, one of the new people to be a millionaire. Now, I'm going to say it again. You have within you the key to becoming one of the new millionaires. Don't look at us. Don't look at us and say, well, them Jews, they rich anyway. No, no, no. No, no, no. There were some poor Jews. Some poor Jews. There are some poor ones now. Yes, sir, they are. But few people would know it. Few people would know it. You can be rich if you follow these seven things. There's seven of them, one for each day in the week. On Sunday, it's wisdom. On Monday, it's tradition. On Tuesday, it's work. On Wednesday, it's investing. On Thursday, it's law. On Friday, it's tithe. And on seven, it's charity. On Shabbat, it's charity. You can take these and put it to every day of the week if you want. You can. That's about all. That's all. The seven. The money code, the seventh thing. I'm a millionaire in this. Now, thank you everybody for listening to me. And be here next Sunday because we have something new. Oh, yeah, something new. Come in, come on now. Okay? Come to us. Come to us this next Sunday. Next Sunday at 3 o'clock, I like all. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa say, God bless you and God keep you and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chat room supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.